Diagnosis. In the diagnosis, V89, general V89.2 X60 110. G89.21, R26.2, S09.90 XA, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62838, ligaments, M54.0, blunt chest trauma. I don't have the code for it. Upper extremities, shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30. Wrist pain and hand pain, M25.531, M25.532, hand, M79.641, M79.642. Carpal tunnel syndrome, G56.0, G56.02. Fracture, Colles fracture of the left wrist. Pain in the legs, right leg, M79.604. Pain in the left leg, M79.605. Pain in the knee, M25.561, M25.562. M23.205, M23.202, ankle, M25.571, M25.572, in the foot, M79.671, M79.672, cervical spine, M54.2, 5020, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, and 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. SI joint, M46.1 and M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Alicia Clark comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to the neck, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees. Both wrist, and both SI joints, 3 times a week, consisting of traction massage, chiropractic, acupunctures, massage. Patients provided disability for work. Patient provided attended care 5 hours, 7 days, and transportation. Patient has written an affidavit that she is passing out and she is not able to take care of anything at home. She has 3 little children, and she is unable to help them. And people have found her on the floor, most likely due to the TBI. Medications, non-narcotic, are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Lyrica is provided 50 mg PRN for 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Furosemides are provided for headache. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is provided morphine sulfate ER 30 mg twice a day for 7 days, 14 tablets for pain relief from fractures. MAPS and LES have been reviewed. And an X-ray of the left wrist is available. It shows It was done on June 5, 2024, at Beaumont Hospital. It shows that it is a status of post-wrist surgery, and there is a splint overlying, post-operative changes, ORIF, distal radial fracture with volar plate and multiple screws. The pictures are submitted by the patient for her pollice fracture. The sutures will be removed by the hospital. Goodbye. One second, I will be done. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI is already, we have requested for all the imaging records, hospital records. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Surgical options, patient is already seeing orthopedic surgeon at the hospital, Beaumont Hospital. She will be referred to other people if needed, like neurosurgeon down the road. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered today. Attended care is ordered. Caseworker has been recommended to the patient. Past medical records are ordered. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. We are waiting for the hospital records to arrive. And then, I did order the MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and both knees. DNEs. Patient is provided with the back brace, neck brace, tense unit, a wheelchair, crutches, cane, walker, and a hospital bag. Some of these are coming from the hospital anyway. And a wrist brace. These are all, some of them are provided by the hospital. We provided neck brace, back brace, tense unit, and two knee braces. Education is yes. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days' time. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.